This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People. Briand Morrison is an accomplished jazz, rock, and blues guitar player who lives on the Grand Portage Reservation in far northern Minnesota.
We just experienced a great live performance here at the Grand Marais Public Library, where you played Duke Ellington, Miles Davis, Chick Rea, Thelonious Monk, Coltrane, and the girl from Ipanema, which might be
all my favorites.
And you mentioned that the girl from Ipanema is probably like the best known jazz.
It is. It is. Yes, I was reading some trivia on that. Yeah, and it is. It's the most. It's the second most recorded song in history, and it hit the pop charts. It's like one of the only jazz songs ever to hit the pop charts.
Well, wow, you made it look really easy. You know, there's that joke about rock guitar players play five chords for 3,000 people, and jazz guitar players play 3,000 chords for five people. I mean,
yes, okay.
Do you see a jazz renaissance in your future?
I do, but I don't know if it's a, if it's a dream or a delusion. No, I certainly hope so. I mean, I'm getting a little bit more of, you know, notoriety here, and a little bit more people coming to see me, you know. And I think it, for any musician, I think it takes some time to, for the people to catch on.
And you mentioned that you started playing guitar when you were seven, and by the age of 16, you were teaching jazz guitar.
Well, yes, but actually, I was hired as the rock guitar teacher at the West Bank School of Music. I took lessons when I was 14 from Dave Peterson. Dave was, I considered him to be a disciple of John McLaughlin, And John McLaughlin has a certain technique in playing, and so Dave learned that technique, and then he taught me that technique, you know, a disciplined technique.
Okay.
You know.
So would you consider McLaughlin to be, like, your gateway to jazz?
That's an interesting question. See, because I maybe I wouldn't. You know why I wouldn't? Because he was beyond my wild. I mean, he was amazing. You know, it's like unreachable for me as a young player. And even now, if I ever want to be humbled, you know, I need that from time to time. Everybody does, you know. I go on YouTube and I watch John McLaughlin on Johnny Carson playing Cherokee, and it is utterly amazing, astounding. I was born in New York in 1961, and 3 years later we moved to Providence, Rhode Island. My father taught at Rhode Island School of Design, RISD, and we had a summer home in Cape Cod.
And your dad is George Morrison, the maybe arguably the most famous modern artist from Minnesota.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And your mother is also an artist, Hazel Bumbo.
That's right.
So what did you learn from your parents about being an artist?
They were painters, and this idea does translate into music. The lesson here is to have integrity about your art, about your art form, about your what you're creating, and to believe in yourself and to believe in the art that you're creating. My father once, he did a lot of different types of art. And so one time he did this thing called a magic box, he called it, okay? And so he had some medicine, some Indian medicine, right? And he had an artist make a glazed piece of ceramic with the medicine inside it. Then he took that piece and made a box and put that inside the box. And that was the art. So one day I ask, it's like, Father, who would like this? And he goes, well, I like it. The lesson is, if you're an artist and you like it, then that's what counts.
If there's a young Anishinaabe musician out there in the world, what advice would you give them?
I would say, if they were a musician and a guitar player, I'd say the first thing advice I'd give them is to practice scales. Okay? But then also to develop, to listen to what you're playing, and to listen to as many other musicians as you can, and many different styles of music, and let all of your whole life experience come into your music, no matter who you are, where you're from, and it's because it all counts. It all goes into the music if you let it.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard, with musical pieces by Briand Morrison, and theme music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.